Frank Chandler has forced Ismail to accompany him to a native cafe, where he awaits word from a messenger. Ismail burns with hatred for Chandler, whom he knows to have delivered the treacherous Ben Youssef to French justice. A Bedouin singer arrives. Ismail does not know whether he is real or conjured up by Chandler's occult powers. The singer tosses a note on the table, bearing the name of the ringleader of the conspiracy. Ismail cries out that he dares not read it. The present act opens in a military hospital in Algiers. Chandu, the magician.
Le voici. May il dort.
Thank you. May we wait?
Oui, mademoiselle. We'll just sit here for a few minutes. If he doesn't wake up, we'll go away and come back this afternoon.
Yeah, monsieur.
Oh, Bob, he looks so white.
Hey, yeah, it doesn't.
White, I'm afraid we've waken him. We moved it.
Bertie. It is. Oh, I must be delirious again. You can't really be sitting there so cool and white.
Ricky, are you awake?
Yes, sir. Of course he's awake. You don't think he's talking in his sleep, do you?
You're real. I'm not dreaming.
Of course we're real. We came to see you the very person that we could.
What are you doing here anyway, Nick?
Well, you see, I got in the way of a bit of shell.
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean, what are you doing in the Foreign Legion?
Oh, Bob, don't start asking him questions the very person that we see. They told us we couldn't stay long, but of course we had to come. Is there anything we can do for you, Nicky?
You're doing everything for me when you just sit there where I can see you. How did you know how to find me here?
Uncle Frank found it out some way. Why'd you call yourself Nicholas Alexander?
When one enlists in the Legion, it's usually under a fictitious name.
It is. Why?
Well, you see, the Legion is the refuge of many men who, for some reason, want to conceal their identity or forget their past names and begin again.
Oh, but that wasn't why you enlisted, Nicky. You can't make me believe that.
No. Of course, I took the name Alexander because it's my father's name. We would hardly do to let people know who I really am.
Well, tell us this. Do you really not want us to ask you why you joined the Legion? Because if you don't, we won't say another word about it.
Well, if you don't mind, I would rather not talk about it now.
Of course we don't mind. How long will you have to stay here, Nicky?
I don't know. I hope not long.
Well, listen, Nick, can't we get you something or anything? I feel as if I'd like to do something for you.
No, thank you, Bob. Oh, there is one thing you could do for me, if you don't mind.
Of course I don't. What is it?
Just outside the hospital, did you notice a little shop where they sell cigarettes?
Yeah, want some?
If it's not too much trouble.
Of course not. I'll be back in no time.
You don't mind, Betty?
What, that you smoke? Oh, why should I?
Oh, I didn't mean that. I don't smoke. Don't you remember? But I want to talk to you a moment alone, and...
I see.
Bob will be back soon, and I'll have to make the most of these few minutes alone with you. You remember the last time I told you I loved you, Betty? Out there in the desert, when your uncle had saved me from those outlaws?
Oh, Nicky, you mustn't. You really mustn't.
You do remember, Betty, don't you? I told you then I'd follow you all over the world until you just had to say you loved me.
Oh, but, Nicky, I can't. I don't. Oh, you don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do. I don't mean to frighten you. But I want you to know that nothing will ever change my love for you. And someday, I know your mother will say I may have you. My little Betty. Queen Betty of Mauravania.
Oh, please, you mustn't. I'll have to go if you talk this way. Someone will hear you.
Oh, no one is paying the least attention to us. But I'll stop if it worries you. You're so sweet, Betty.
No, Nicky, don't. You really mustn't say that to me anymore. You know, it's been a long time since we were in Mauravania. Well, everything's different now, Nicky.
What do you mean, Betty? You can't mean... Surely there's no one else. Oh, I should never have let you leave Mauravania without promising me that you...
Here's Bob.
Here's a cigarette, Nick.
Thanks, Bob. And just put them on the table, will you?
Betty, you know what I think? I think you should go back to the hotel right away.
You think I should go? Aren't you going with me?
Well, I tell you, I thought I'd stay and talk to Nick for a few minutes if you didn't care. Don't you think it'd be all right for you to go back to the hotel just with the driver?
Well, I know it'd be all right, but what are you going to talk to Nicky about that's so private?
Oh, we don't have to tell you everything, do we? Can't you understand there are times when men like to talk to each other without girls being around?
Oh, is that so?
Don't send her away, Bob.
Keep still, will you? Go on, why don't you, Betty?
No, all right. I don't mind. Is our driver out there?
Yeah, I told him you'd be right out.
Oh, you did? Well, goodbye, Nicky. I'll try and come in and see you again before we go.
Oh, yes, you must, Betty.
If I do, will you tell me what Bob's big secret is? I suppose he's had a letter from Judy Allen or something.
Oh, keep still. I haven't thought about that girl for weeks. Run along like a good girl. I'll be back to the hotel in just a little while.
Goodbye, Nicky. I'll see you soon.
Oh, yes, of course.
Listen, Nick, I want to ask your advice. You're not much older than I am, but you are a little. There's something going on that I don't know just what to do about.
Why don't you tell Mr. Chandler?
Oh, no, we promised we wouldn't. I mean, well, I tell you, I'm kind of worried about Betty.
Oh, what can that be?
Hurry, Bob.
Betty's out there.
I know it, and nobody with her but the driver. Gee, I was a sap to let her go out there alone.
Bob, come here quick. Oh, Bob, hurry.
Oh, gee, what's the matter now? We'll come back and tell you what's the matter, Nick. Betty. There you are. What's the matter?
Oh, Bob, I'm simply scared to death. Look at those ragged names.
What's the matter? What'd they do? They hurt you?
Oh, no. Don't you see who they are? It's some of those riffs or something. Just as I got in the car, they came around the corner and then began to shoot. I was so scared I didn't know what to do.
What happened to the driver?
He ran away.
Gee, I'm sorry I said anything about you going back to the hotel without me. Those legionnaires will round him up. Do you suppose those fellows get their guns?
Oh, dear, why do you have to think about that now? They'll shoot us.
How can they shoot us? The legionnaires are taking them away to jail. What makes you so dithering?
Oh, Bob, I wish I could tell you. No, I don't mean that. Nothing's the matter. I'm all right. Let's go right back to the hotel, then. Let's go right now.
I have to let Nick know you're all right.
Oh, no, don't let's go back. Tell that man at the door. He'll tell Nicky, and tell him we'll come back and see him, maybe tomorrow.
Oh, okay, you wait right here.
Hurry, Bob.
Hey, listen, will you go and tell Nicholas Alexander we've gone back to the hotel? And say Miss Regan is all right. Yeah, monsieur. Thanks. Come on, we'll get in the car and blow the horn and see if the driver will come out of wherever he's hiding.
Yes, let's. Oh, don't, Bob. Stop. You're making an awful noise. Stop. He won't come back.
There he comes now. Doesn't he look scared?
No, I don't blame him.
Come on, Ben Gatham. Let's get going. Boy, when he don't talk, he must be scared, huh, Betty?
I want to ask you something, Bob, before we get to the hotel. I've been thinking about it ever since, and I can't imagine what Dimitri could have meant.
Not so loud. What do you mean, what he could have meant?
Well, he told those French soldiers Ismail had escaped.
Escaped?
Yes, sir, that's what he said.
I don't know. Oh, I bet I know. I bet those French officers don't know who Dimitri and Ismail really are. I mean, that they're working for the French Secret Service, you know. I bet they think Ismail's done something, and they came there to arrest him, maybe.
Oh, yes, that must be it. Won't you be glad when we can tell Uncle Frank and Mother about Dimitri, Bob? Because Dimitri and Uncle Frank are really working together, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I suppose they are in a way.
Of course they are. Uncle Frank has to be careful no one knows what he does, just like Dimitri does. Anyway, I hate to keep a secret like this from Mother. This is the first time I've ever done it.
Oh, yeah? Say, what do you suppose Nick's doing in the Foreign Legion?
Well, I think he'll tell us if we don't have to go away too soon. But listen, Bob. Oh, here we are.
Here you are, Ben Catherine. We won't need you any more this morning.
Let's go from the terrace and have a lemon squash before lunch, shall we?
Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, look. Stop here a minute. There are Mother and Father and Uncle Frank.
Where?
Third table from the corner. See them?
Oh, dear.
That's what we get for having kind of a guilty conscience. We didn't. We dashed right up and say hello and think nothing of it.
Oh, I wonder if he's found out anything. Listen, Bob. I just can't go on feeling like a burglar or something. I'm going over and get Mother and take her off in a corner somewhere and tell her the whole thing.
Yeah, you would. Doesn't the promise mean anything to you? We swore up and down we wouldn't tell one word to anybody. We can.
Oh, but, Bob, I don't mean what you mean at all.
For Pete's sake, are you keeping something from me? I mean, you don't know more about Dimitri and Ismail than I do you?
Oh, Bob, I don't know what to say. I mean, no, of course I don't, but I feel terrible.
Be still. No, it'll be all right as soon as Dimitri says we can tell Uncle Frank and Mother. Look, Uncle Frank's seen us.
Bob, here we are, over here.
Hello. Come on, Al, do you want to give the whole thing away?
I won't give it away.
We saw Nick. He asked about you, Uncle Frank.
Sit here, Betty. How is Nicholas?
Oh, he's all right. I mean, he said he thought he wouldn't have to stay there very long. Is he badly wounded?
Not very, I guess. He didn't tell us how it happened, just that he stopped a piece of shell or something.
By the way, your friend Ismail won't be around to take you out to his villa anymore.
What?
No, you'll never see him again.
But where is he, Uncle Frank? Has he gone out to the yacht?
What yacht?
Oh, I mean, he did say he had a yacht, didn't he, Bob?
Why, Yeah, sure he did. Is that where he went, Uncle Frank?
No.
Why don't you tell them what really happened, Frank? You frightened Betty to death.
I can't tell them what happened, Doc. I'm sorry, since he was friendly to you while we were all out of the city, but I can't help thinking it's just as well.
What's just as well?
He means it's just as well for you not to see this man again. And I agree with him. I think it was very foolish of Madame Delange to permit you to accept courtesy from Ismael.
Why, Mother?
Well, for one thing, because he was a man none of us knew.
Well, Uncle Frank, can't you tell us where Ismael went or anything about him?
No, Betty. But you'll never see him again.
And Madame Delange asked me to say goodbye to you both for her, too.
For Pete's sake, is she gone, too?
Yes. She left the hotel just a few minutes ago. She didn't say where she was going, did she, Frank?
No. She said she'd had a letter calling her away. She left this note for you, Betty Lou.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Frank.
Won't you have a lemon squash before lunch?
Yeah, thank you. We were just thinking about it.
Two lemon squashes, please.
Bob, look. It's not from Madame Delange at all. It's from Dimitri. He said he's gone back to the villa.